The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. A story was told of a pastor who had a young associate, and it would seem that on Sundays when the young priest had mass and was preaching, that the old pastor would sort of sneak in and he would stand behind one of the pillars of church and he would listen to the young priest. What so happened that one Trinity Sunday morning, the young associate could stand it no longer. And he says, my dear people, the Blessed Trinity is a great mystery of our faith. You can't understand it. I can't understand it. And the pastor standing behind that last pillar on the left side can't understand it either. So go the stories about priests. One of the difficulties of this particular feast is that our whole lives we have heard every year how the Holy Trinity is a great mystery of our faith and that we will never understand it in this life. And it's true, but perhaps instead of focusing on what we can understand or not understand, maybe we should think about things that we don't understand, but that we still experience. For instance, two people fall in love and get married, and when we look at them sort of from the outside, we can't understand how these two people could have such a happy, joyful relationship. And yet that's the way it is. These things happen in our lives and we don't understand it, but they're there. We see it, we don't understand it, but it's there. Perhaps it's the same with the Trinity. Perhaps we shouldn't worry so much about the mysteriousness of this particular feast, but rather to think about the appreciation maybe that we should have for our God. We learn a lot about the Trinity from the life of our Lord Jesus. And through the life of our Lord Jesus, we learn about the great love that God has for us. We understand the sympathy that God has for us. We understand the great patience that our Creator has for us. And so much more. You know, we don't understand it, but it's there. Jesus constantly spoke of the Father as Abba. And time again, he revealed that God to us. And so it is. Even though we don't understand, we should be able to accept it and to continue on. I think of other things in this life that we don't really understand, at least I don't understand, and yet they're there. How is it possible that you take some steel cables and some cement and make a road and build a bridge across rivers, sometimes at great length? Not being an engineer, I don't know how, but I believe and I trust that it works. And so it is with many things of our life. Some things in life are better appreciated rather than understood. And I think the mystery of the Blessed Trinity is one of those things. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.